Anybody know what yesterday was? All Saints Day. It's a day we fragile, frail, and oh so fallible men and women are recognized as saints. If we look at the opening of Paul's address to the church at Philippi, we read, "To all the saints who are in Philippi." Every time the word saint is used in the New Testament, it refers to all of the members of the church. Contrary to popular belief, the designation of saints is not reserved for those few Mother Teresa types. You see, All Saints Day is not about recalling those few great spiritual leaders and teachers who have been recognized as saints by the Roman Catholic Church. All Saints Day is a day we should take inspiration from the past cloud of witnesses, to dedicate ourselves as a church anew to increasing the number of saints in our shaky 20th century churches. Through God's gift of grace, the watery faith of ordinary people like you and me is transformed into a mountainous witness and a growing wonder of the Lord. We become the saints as we become more genuinely the church, the body of Christ. As usual, of course, the church has, over the course of history, tried to take the easy way out on this idea of sainthood. First, we like to think that the designation saint refers only to that small, select, elite group of individuals who accomplished stupendous healings and feats of faith far beyond the capabilities of us ordinary sitting in the pew folks. This kind of lets us off the sainthood hook, I think, quite nicely. In fact, the church made these saints into such otherworldly beings that a whole industry in relics became hugely popular in history. A relic, of course, was something personally connected to a saint. Sometimes it was a piece of clothing or an item of jewelry or a treasured book. But far more often, relics were actual pieces of the saint's body. A bone, a lock of hair, dried blood in a vial, or even a finger or a toe. At England's Eton College, for example, there's a whole collection of these holy relics, which includes supposedly a piece of Mary's thumb. I find that whole end a little bit creepy. But there is a second kind of saint that we're comfortable with remembering and honoring on this Remembrance Sunday. These are those deceased who faithfully attended regularly and generously gave of their contributions of time and talent and treasure. And those in membership in the church eternal is not in question for them. But my question for us this morning is why is it that we only want to bestow this role of saint on those men and women of faith who have died? I wonder, could it be like the old saying, to live above with the saints we love, that would be glory. But to dwell below with the ones we know, now that's a different story. Many of those who we celebrate today as saints were known to us in life as friends and spouses. They might be siblings or parents or children. We know that physical death doesn't magically transform ordinary people into saints. Only the power of God's grace and goodness, the love and the sacrifice of Christ are capable of transforming us into saints. Our power, our life, our transformation to saintliness comes from God alone. It's only as we respond to Christ's call with faith and follow through by living a Christ-like life that we take our place among the saints of history. In today's text, Jesus calls out to a tree-perching publican. He says, "Zacchaeus, come down." And when the rich tax collector follows the directive of Jesus and clambers down that sycamore tree, he climbs back into his skin as a son of Abraham. All it takes to transform Zacchaeus from sinner to saint is to come down, to respond to the call of Jesus. I mean, think about other saints in history. When Jesus first spied the Simon Peter and Andrew, and then James and John as they were fiddling with their fishing nets, he called out to them. He said, "Follow me." And all it took to transform these simple fishermen from sinners into saints was for them to stop their business as usual, to begin in a fumbling, fallible way to follow Jesus. Today we recall and remember, we reflect and respect those who have joined the Church Eternal. But I want you to remember, if it's one thing today, I want you to remember this is All Saints Day. This is a day for all of us to claim our calling as saints and to reclaim the great commission of Christ. When Jesus gave us our mission statement, he just said to us, "Go and make disciples of all the nations." In other words, go and make saints. That's what we are to be doing. All Saints Day means this is our day too. We are the saints of Christ's church in today's society, filled by Christ's indwelling love. We're called to an outflowing of service. Right now, however, the church has an unemployment problem. We have too many saints not being employed and deployed in ministry. Take just a moment to go over that green sheet in the calendar of the church. For 1 minute, try and count how many different ministry opportunities are available here in our own church. What action will you take as you assume your role as a saint in Christ's church? What can you do to increase the number of saints that walk upon the face of this earth and enter the halls of this beloved church? What I'm asking you this morning is, what is your saintly calling? What steps can you start to take today to begin bringing that call into action? It's time to make some saints today, church, and we best be about it. Amen.
Eugene Albee. David George Bell. Paula Brower. Gordon E. Buck. Michael Burton. Sister Grace Ann Callen. Dorothy Gary Collis. Joseph Dindorf. Linda K. Dornacher. Jed T. Ellenson. Barbara Giddings. Roberta S. Gelzer. Gay Latch. Lois A. Lehman. Donald R. Manicky. David E. Moore. Robert Noble. Dorothy Nowacki. Joyce R. Orr. R. Kenny Orr. Joseph Michael Pagano. Edith Swan Reuben Palmer. Thomas O. Rondo. Suzanne Schmidt. Paul R. Schulze. Nancy Seifert. Elton L. Smith. L. Ruth Springer. Tibby Tanglin. Gloria G. Walsh. Nancy K. Winkle.